It's time for Michelangelo's statue of David to get a good scrubbing. Man can be excused for being a bit grubby after 500 years. This is the first makeover for the 16.5-foot-tall masterpiece since the 19th century. It is expected to take about 6 months to complete. The work on the statue is occurring after hours at the Galleria della Accademia, where David is housed, so visitors will still be able to see and appreciate him during the day. Joining us from Florence is Dr. Cristina Accedini of the Opificio delle Pietre Dure.
Thank you for calling.
What'll it be, just a little soap and water and a toothbrush?
In the restoration, we certainly will employ water, and we will see what else is necessary. Mm-hmm. And I think it will be a very light and careful cleaning, no more than taking the dust off.
What makes David dirty after all these years?
Many layers of different organic substances have been put on the surface, and of course the dust and the pollution enter this sort of soft layer have been incorporated and form a general layer which is at the same time dirt and polluting.
He's made of solid marble, yes?
A marble of the Apuan Mountains.
Mm-hmm. And how fragile is that marble?
The marble itself is rather strong, but it becomes fragile once it's exposed to the air for centuries. Fourth century, it was in the open air.
Mm-hmm.
What we are afraid of are especially the most fragile parts, like his left arm.
Oh.
It was severely hit in 1527 by a piece of furniture which was falling down from a window.
Dr. Accedini, I want to raise this matter very delicately with you.
Mm-hmm.
Are there certain parts of the statue with which you have to take particular care when you're cleaning them? Let me put it this way. When I've spoken with people who have come back and have seen the statue and been amazed by it, they don't often talk about the left arm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. There's something else which attracts their attention. That's what you mean?
Yeah, right. You have to be careful cleaning that something else.
Oh, I think that every single square inch will be cleaned with the same care.
Okay. You're not going to descend to my level. I respect you for that.
Well, but any bit of information that we get from any area is interesting.
Dr. Accedini, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Speaking with us from Florence, Dr. Cristina Accedini.